cows, the birds, all recognized him. He had a loving reunion with all his devotees, except with those he loved the most, Srimati Radharani and her gopis. And how eventually they got together again, and how they went to the eternal spiritual world is tomorrow's discussion. But today we hear about the first meeting. When we listen to Krishna Katha, it is not really that we listen to a fascinating story, a narration that captures our imagination. No, we let the stream of Krishna's pastimes, which is a certain energy, you know, these pastimes are performed under the shelter of the divine energy. We allow this stream to enter our heart and purify our heart, especially in one matter. Our love is now very much shared with objects and persons of this world. And we have what is called a yada rasa. Yada means dead matter, but we have a taste in dead matter. So by Krishna Katha, this is cured, and we again develop the rasa or taste for you know, living spiritual things, the living world, the spiritual world, the world of consciousness. So it is, you could call it a little bit, it's therapeutic hearing. That is what we do. And especially when we hear about Krishna's pastimes with the eternally liberated devotees, then we develop a desire, oh, I want to one day be part of this group of Krishna. There's a very nice sentence I always like to quote, not always, but sometimes. As our social self can only be developed by contact with society, so the spiritual self can only be developed by contact with the spiritual world, no? No, now, you know, we all have a certain understanding of ourselves. Our parents told us what is morally and ethically correct, what is not. We all have learned something and developed a social self. And our spiritual self is independent of this. It's a different entity. It's a free entity. It's not bound like our social self. But just like, but just like the social self needed material society to be formed, our spiritual self need to be formed by first devotees in this world who are telling us, oh, here are beads, oh, you are eternal, oh, you have, please control your mind and senses, you know. And like this, devotees help us to develop our spiritual self here in this world. But if we really begin to ask the question, who am I really? You know, am I Jai Gopal or am I Satchinandan Swami? Will I be the rest of my existence a Jai Gopal or a Satchinandan Swami? Or am I maybe something in relationship to Krishna? Maybe a cowherd boy? Maybe, you know, anything. And that spiritual self, that eternal identity, that identity which you never change again, that identity which you simply are, that is developed in contact with the spiritual world. So therefore, we hear katha, we hear narrations of the spiritual world, and one day we hope to awaken. This katha, which we will share this evening, was first recited in Goloka Dham, not here, this is also called Goloka Dham, but the eternal spiritual world. And those who listened were asking themselves afterward, was this a recitation? Was this a drama? Was this a real pastime of Krishna? In fact, the katha had such an effect on the listeners that they were trembling in ecstasy. Maybe today Jai Gopal will tremble in ecstasy. Could be possible. So our blessings are there from Rupa Goswami. May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce all the miseries of this material world. Now, may you become free from misery as you hear this, and nullify all your unwanted desires. May this work for you. Good, we will sing a little bit. Oh, danke, sehr aufmerksam. Danke. Wow. Das sind Anemonen, oder? Wie heißt diese Blumenart? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, all the souls including you, are emanating from Krishna, like the rays are emanating from the sun. When Krishna enjoys with his devotees, he is really enjoying with his own reflection. You will hear something which mundane poets object to. That the poets say it's not right for a man to enjoy with married women. But this applies only to women other than the women of Gokula, whom Krishna, the topmost amongst the relishers of rasa, made appear in this world because he had a special desire for Madhura rasa. But always remember, Krishna is enjoying inconceivably with his own reflections. Like a child who stands in front of a mirror and laughs, throws the ball in the mirror, and the mirror bounces back the ball, and the child is enjoying to play with his own reflection. Keep this in mind, and then you will be able to relish this in great ways. Please sing now. Hare Hare Krishna. Can't hear you. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jiva Goswami writes in his Gopal Champu about the most pleasing subject. He says, as Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani grew up, they developed extraordinary beauty. And just like it is natural for a certain type of passion to arise in the hearts of young girls and young boys, a mutual attraction between Radha and all her gopis and Lord Krishna began to develop. They had never seen each other. But still, all of a sudden, their images became reflected in each other's heart. It's natural in Vrindavan, everyone speaks about Krishna. And wherever you are in Vrindavan, you will hear the sound of the flute, sweeter than nectar, coming into your ears. Small Radharani, very small, very cute, very sweet, heard this sound of the flute, and she also heard the name Krishna. And she thought in her heart, when the word Krishna and the sound of the flute, which is sweeter than the sweetest nectar, enters my very ears, Krishna immediately comes to me as if he knows me, though I have never seen him since the time I was born. But who exactly is this most enchanting youth who appears to me and who maintains my very life. You will ask, this is Radharani's impression of Krishna. What did Krishna think? Was Radha also in his mind, just like he was in her mind? And the answer is yes. Listen, once he sat on a stone all by himself and he thought, my ears always want to hear her name. My eyes look impatiently down the path to her house. My nose wants to experience her fragrance. I'm so mesmerized by Radha that my body cannot even move. And, you know, Krishna sat on the stone, but his body, which is usually dancing all day long, was sitting motionless, almost like a picture, a painting. So, naturally, the devotees of Krishna would like to know, when was the first time when Radha and Krishna met, and what was it like? If already in their physical absence, so to say, I don't know if the word physical is right when we use it in the spiritual world, but in their absence, when they couldn't see each other, when they already were in each other's heart, how was it when they first met? You know, it was when Balaram had his birthday. And his parents, Rohini, kept him at home so that he would give charity to the Brahmanas on his birthday. At that time, Krishna moved alone without the constant guardianship of Balaram through Vrindavan. He wanted to use the opportunity when his elder brother would not censor him and tell him, this you can't do. So he went purposefully to the poisonous lake where the serpent Kaliya was inside. You know, and although his mother had told him, never go to this poisonous lake, it's dangerous, Krishna smiled and he went. But he didn't just have the purpose to free the Yamuna of the demon Kaliya, you know, to confront him, to fight with him and to chase him away. No, that was one purpose, but his real purpose was, I want to see Radha for the first time. Listen how Krishna arranged this. He jumped into the Kaliya Lake, and as we know, he challenged with his clapping the demon Kaliya to come out of the dark waters. And to increase the drama of his pastimes, he allowed the demon to, you know, he was in the body of a mighty snake. The snake jumped at Krishna, or moved to Krishna, and wrapped his deadly coils around him, his body, in an attempt to crush him. So Krishna stayed there for 48 minutes. He made sure that an old man had seen how he jumped into the lake and had seen how the Kaliya demon, you know, embraced him, if you so want. So the old man ran and informed or alarmed the whole village of Vrindavan. And everyone came running. Nanda Maharaj, the elderly cowherd man, came running. Yashoda, the elderly gopis, came running. The young cowherd boys ran also. They followed Krishna's footprints, which were visible in the land of Vrindavan, and they arrived at the Kaliya Lake. There was another group who also started to run. That was Srimati Radharani and her gopis. They had never left the house up to that date. Yes, they had played in the outside, but that was always in the court of the house, in the courtyard of the house. It was never in public. Krishna had not seen. Well, it is described, one time Krishna had seen little Radharani playing with dolls, but he had to climb up a hill and look from the hill down. So the meeting had not taken really place. So, but now the whole village of Vrindavan was totally upset. The only love of the Brijbasis, Krishna, was in the deadly embrace of Kaliya, and they all came running, including the shy gopis, who were really at the rear end of the running procession. So as they came close, Krishna said in a whispering voice to Kaliya, "Now you have shown me all of your strength. But look, I will show you some of my strengths." And he expanded his body. Kaliya tried to hold him, but then he had to let go. And Krishna, looking with the left eye to the gopis, who were looking what was going on, took one of the heads of Kaliya, jumped on it, took his flute, which was still in the belt, yes, and began to play a very nice dancing melody and started to dance with the melody. At this moment, the devatas, including Lord Shiva, heard that Krishna was in the mood for dancing, and they provided the music. They took wind instruments. Wind instrument means trumpets and, you know, blowing instruments. They took string instruments, and Lord Shiva played his, please someone help me, what is it? Damaru drum. So that there would be the good rhythm for dancing. And the first vision which the gopis had of Krishna was that of a dashing young boy who is up to something, as Gaur Krishna would say. He is very up to something, no? Up to something. And he danced daringly on the hoods of Kali, and the gopis thought, "Wow, Krishna is Krishna. Only he can do such a thing, dance on a thousand-headed demon who's so large, like a huge mountain, and play music and smile, and as if this is the best place for dancing in the universe." Krishna is wonderful. He is a little daring, but Krishna is wonderful. And when Krishna, when they, after they had seen him dancing jubilantly on Kaliya's heads, Krishna finally dove into the lake, subjugated Kaliya, and after the demon was tamed and had been sent away, Krishna came out of the lake. Have you ever seen someone very beautiful coming out of a lake? You're laughing. You are modern people. You don't see such things any longer. Maybe in movies, but no. When a very beautiful person comes out of a lake, he looks stunningly beautiful. Now, Krishna's transcendent body glistened by the water which was coming down and showed exactly his beautiful contours, and also the cloth was just sticking to his powerful legs, and he was fully decorated. When Radha and the other gopis saw him like this, they were so moved that they naturally lost the consciousness. Shoop, they fell down. Now, because there were so many people around, the gopis could not express their feelings. They were shy. But Krishna, he took care of the gopis. When he saw that they had all fainted from, you know, first seeing him in deadly danger, then seeing him dancing on Kaliya's head, then coming out like the god of love from the lake, and they had fainted. These were three strong impressions on the gopis. So Krishna decided he played a very special raga on his flute, which awakened the gopis from their swoon. Wonderful. So that was the time when the gopis had seen Krishna for the first time. The first appearance of Krishna to a devotee in this world is described to be like a spurti. A spurti is an appearance where you do not really, where you can't differentiate. Is this like a dream? Or is it that I'm seeing Krishna with my very eyes? It's more that he appears, in other words, in your consciousness, like a figure you dream of appears more in your consciousness, not so much visible. This is a spurti, and it's usually very brief, but it is so strong that you become very, very enchanted by it. So the gopis had not seen a spurti. They had seen Krishna with their very, very eyes. Now, there was a deep loving connection between them. And of course, these developments were noticed by the parents. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda saw that Krishna would sometimes laugh without a reason. He would be silent when normally their conversation went on, and they understood our Krishna is in love. My parents understand this normally. So the gopis' parents also understood our girls, beautiful girls, are often absent-minded. They must also be in deep love. Now, they all developed a desire. Nanda Maharaj developed the desire, and the parents of the gopis developed the desire. Wouldn't it be nice if the gopis were all married to Krishna? They thought like this. The way they saw, the reason why they thought like this, the gopis, they thought, are beautiful as the moonlight, which expands from the moon in many rays. Can the moon rays be separated from the moon? No, they must be joined with the moon. You can't stick moon rays on any other star, or you can't stick them on a building or on a person and so on. So in the same way, the gopis cannot be connected with any other personality than only one person, Sri Krishna. Now, Gaga Rishi, very intelligent priest of the Yadu dynasty, had made the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, and he became aware that there were plans in Vrindavan to marry the gopis with Krishna. And he thought, this cannot be. This is not the rasa. So he went to Purnamasi. He avoided Nanda Maharaj because he knew the father would very much push him, arrange this marriage for my son. So he said to Purnamasi, something is not in order here. All the Brijbasis want to marry Krishna to the many, many gopis. Imagine King Kamsa becomes aware. He resides in Mathura, that one boy marries thousands of girls in Vrindavan. And imagine further, he investigates this and finds out how beautiful the gopis are. This would be a catastrophe. Also, Gaga Muni said to Purnamasi, this marriage cannot take place because very soon Krishna will leave Vrindavan and he will go to fulfill the mission of his avatarness, you know, to establish Dharma in the world. So you must avoid this. And Purnamasi came to Nanda Maharaj and said, I know, Nanda Baba, you and all the Brijbasis make plans to marry the gopis to Krishna, but this cannot be. Gaga Rishi has forbidden this. Instead, you must marry, or tell your subjects that the gopis must marry other men. So the next morning, there was a procession of the parents of the gopis. You know, some had been elected to speak before their king. And they say, look, Nanda, it is so fortunate that here girls have been born who are like goddesses. Isn't it proper that they are all given to Krishna? The men said like this. Nanda Baba said, no. Although he was thinking, yes. No, this cannot be. I cannot go against the instructions of Gaga Rishi and will therefore not allow that these gopis have a relationship to my son. And you know this. But you also know that your children are so dear to me. Please know, I will make all the arrangements to marry them. So Purnamasi, who has been in Vrindavan and seen Purnamasi's cave? There is a Purnamasi temple in Vrindavan town, beautiful deity. I really, really want to inspire you to make a pilgrimage to this temple, because Purnamasi is the energy, the Yoga Maya Shakti, who arranges Krishna's pastimes. And you know, Purnamasi, when she sees someone really wants to come, become Krishna conscious, she will tell her external feature, you know, Mahamaya, Yoga Maya is the internal energy of the Lord, but if she turns around and is here in the world, she's known as Mahamaya. That's what you have to deal with every day, you know, the illusory potency. But if that Mahamaya turns the face, then you see Yoga Maya's face. They are really, it's very mystical. So when Purnamasi sees someone prays to her to be engaged in Krishna's service, she will tell Mahamaya, this is a person, he's mine now, he is now out of your control, he's mine, I will arrange that he meets Krishna, or she meets Krishna. So Purnamasi is very important. She has a cave near Nanda Gaon. It's an under earth cave. It's a beautiful place to chant and pray to be allowed to meet Krishna eventually. So Purnamasi is acting like a yogini in Braj. Yogini means she's there and she arranges all the pastimes. And once in the early morning, she was chanting her rounds, and a mysterious lady came to her. It was Vrinda Devi herself. And Vrinda Devi was all upset. Have you heard the news? What are the news? Said Purnamasi. The beautiful gopis will be married to someone else than Krishna. The parents make arrangements to pick husbands at the present moment. And this cannot be. They belong to Krishna. They are Krishna's. They emanate from Krishna. Purnamasi said, who said the gopis are married to someone else? Remember, the morning before she had been with Nanda Baba and arranged this. Who said? Well, everyone says. Why do you listen to rumors? Said Purnamasi. You should know very certainly in the scriptures it said the gopis have only one beloved and that is Krishna. I will create, she whispered, I will create something like a bad dream. And in this bad dream they will think they are married to someone else than Krishna. And loud she said, now be happy and do not worry any longer. Wow! Purnamasi creates a bad dream. My dear devotees, in some ways, are we not all living in a dream? Have you ever looked at your life like that? That it is there for a few moments and it is a dream. I had this flashback today. I was talking with Jürgen before the guest house, and then there were like five boys who were all, you know, handling explosives. They were burning and explosives, then they were running, and then they shouted. And for a moment, I saw me 60 years ago amongst the boys. I was also each new year having very, very powerful explosives. We called them Chinaböller. Do you know Chinaböller? They are really loud and they are really pang, and you feel the whole building crashes. And I was putting them everywhere, you know, and running, and then standing as close as possible, but as far as necessary. And then, boom, just laughing and having the best time of the year with this noise. So I was seeing myself for a moment as one of these naughty little boys running around, blowing things in the air. And I could see the circle of life. Now I'm an old man. I do, so-called old. I mean, I'm not so old, little old. And I'm thinking in my mind, I don't do this any longer. I have no fun. Maybe we have to give Gokrishna some explosives when the no need or. No need. It's all right. Yes. But isn't this this was one of them. But isn't this that this is how our life is? It passes very quickly. We go from childhood to youth to boyhood. And then when we are a little older, we look back. And we think, I took all this so absolutely serious. But wasn't it like a short dream? It was there at one point and now it's gone. It's not there any longer. So Purnamasi in the spiritual world can create such dreams. Mahamaya, you know, her form in the material world, can also create such dreams. And she does so for all of us. And we take it so serious. And we cry and we argue and we quarrel on internet. And it's all a dream. Today here, tomorrow gone. We can't forgive each other. For something we may even imagine that it took place. It did only take place in our perception, but it stays there as a reality, just like a dreamer. During the dream, sees what he sees as a full reality. So here we find a spiritual dream. Purnamasi says, I will produce a dream. I have produced for all of them something like a bad dream in an awakened state. So the gopis, now we will hear what happens when the gopis heard that they are married. Hare Krishna. Wow. Two smiling brahmanas. Sisi Radha Madan Mohana ki jai. Sisi Gonitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So while the gopis were still young, the arrangements were made by their parents to marry young cowherd men or cowherd boys. This was made verbally. And the parents understood, if we tell our daughters all of a sudden, they will maybe die. Oh, you are promised to so-and-so gopa. So we better tell them bit by bit. It is said, if a person takes poison bit by bit, he can tolerate it. No? You have seen maybe in your life, you may have eaten some things which were not appropriate bit by bit, or you may have smoked and slowly increased the doses, and you could tolerate it. So they told everyone, oh, daughterji, yes, Peterji, marriage is also natural. Oh yes, it is also natural. Next day, you are in a marriageable age, are you not? Yes, I'm getting there. The next day, you know, your parents are very, very much thinking of your welfare and to do what is natural. But one day, they could not keep the truth away from their daughters. They said, we have promised you in sacred marriage to the cowherd, to this cowherd man. These were millions of gopis. You know, the spiritual world is unlimited. They all heard it on the same evening, and in the next morning, at maybe 4 o'clock, as if they were one in mind, they secretly left their houses and went to the Kalia Lake, which was black and filled with deep waters. This was the lake. Do you remember what happened there? They saw Krishna for the first time there. So although they had all come separately, they all arrived at the same time. Remember, it was early in the morning, and they asked themselves, who are you? They had never seen each other. They had only played in their father's and mother's houses. And when they understood that who they were, gopis who had been promised to other men for marriage, they all began to cry. And they all began to say, we have come here to commit suicide and take our lives in the poisonous water of the Kalia Daman Lake. And the most beautiful and most majestic amongst the gopis, Srimati Radharani, took all the others by the hand, and together millions of these most beautiful goddesses came to the bank of the Yamuna. And there on the bank, Radharani said something. O Yamuna, may Nanda and Yashoda be my in-laws, and may Krishna be my husband. May we always perform our pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. And may all those who are now holding my hand and who out of affection enter the water see that their desires are fulfilled. O Yamuna Devi, for this reason we take your shelter. Then they slowly walked. It was early in the morning. They slowly walked as if they were one person into the Yamuna to drown themselves. As they were walking, there was a movement in the Yamuna. It became more, and all of a sudden, a majestic goddess arose from the waters. She was holding lotus flowers. Can you guess who she is? Yamuna Devi herself. And she said, oh girls, please do not act so rashly. Please do not act so irresponsibly. In the past you had no one except Krishna. In the present you have no one but Krishna. And in the future you will also have no one but Krishna. It is impossible that you will ever associate with anyone else. Now go back to the land. Those gopis went around, and when they came out of the Yamuna, Purnamasi, whom they respected very much, said, "My dear girls, why do you think of committing suicide? You will be together with Krishna. Now some little dream will happen, but you will be together with Krishna." And as the gopis were crying and were so much moved, they all went to a tamal tree on the bank of the Yamuna. They leaned against the tamal tree. The tamal tree is black like? Good, you know everything. It's black like Krishna, yes. Like our Madan Mohan. They must have taken deep breaths. They must have cried. And then Purnamasi said, "Here is Vrinda Devi, and I've brought also my grandson Madhu Mangal. Please rest assured that visibly and invisibly we will help you whose love for Krishna is so great. Please know that such love is extremely powerful and it is always protected." You must know one thing. Garga Muni had said once, human beings who are full of affection for Krishna are very fortunate. No enemies can conquer them, just like the demigods can never be conquered by the asuras, because the demigods have Vishnu on their side. So if you ever, you know, start your bhakti, I can understand that you are very serious in your bhakti, because you want to come for such a bhakti festival. You must know, just if you even try to love Krishna, or try to serve Krishna, or try to chant his name, Krishna puts your name on his list. And whatever happens in your life, there will be divine protection. I have heard many stories from devotees who told me how they have been protected at the most unlikely occasions in their lives. I just remember at this moment one story. We had been in Göttingen and we had done street sankirtan with devotees. I mean, in this case, singing. We had madanga and maybe 10 or 15 of us were dancing on the street. And as we came to the end of the walking zone, there was one man. He looked really like a bodybuilder, and he was very upset with us. He took his shirt off and he took his nail and made a blood, draw blood here. This means he, amongst fighters, I think you are no fighters are here, but it means I will fight till blood comes and till death. You know, it's the ultimate fight, so to say. And he was just coming towards us and shouting and making kung fu moves. And I was leading the kirtan. I immediately switched into Namaste Narasingaya. And I thought, now I get all my karma at once, you know. This is unavoidable, because there is no chance you have when such a person comes. And what will I do with Doti, you know, I'm not in the mood of fighting at all. So he just came, and as he was just coming to the sankirtan front, he stopped and he made his super moves and he shouted and he was going to attack. But at that moment, I saw a man dressed in black coming, just rushing out of the next bar, and as this man was shouting like a tiger, roaring like a tiger, and coming to finish all the young men of the Sankirtan movement, he just took this man on, and he was a superior fighter. He was just so fast and he was a killer, and he was mercilessly to the person. And I said, maybe we can let him go. No, he needs some punishment, you know. And then the man was totally finished. I remember he was a little ball like this, and he rolled away. Then this man went back to the bar, and he came with a tablet full of mineral water and served everyone. I think you must have been a little shocked, so you must drink some mineral water now. Hare Krishna. He was very... I could understand. Krishna must have put him at that moment there, and he must have inspired him to deal with this man who wanted to inflict violence on the devotees and protect the devotees in this way. So I also know from the Vallabhacharya that when you take care of devotional service and serve Krishna, your greatest enemies are taken care. These are not outside enemies, but these are the reaction to your previous sinful activities which you have done. They are taken away. That's why a devotee who starts his devotional service is Mahabhaga, extremely fortunate. So this is how I would also like to end this katha. Yes, the gopis had to go through some very big test. They had seen Lord Krishna. They had promised themselves to Lord Krishna. But then they were apparently promised in marriage to other men. They could not tolerate this. And they were going to the Yamuna, where they all met for the gopis and became... and everyone knew what they had as a desire, and they then they were assured that by Purnamasi and Vrinda Devi and Madhu Mangal and Yamuna Devi, we will always help you. You know, we come to the evening of the 31st. Is this correct? Sylvester's 31st? Do we also say in England, Sylvester? New Year. New Year's Eve. Sylvester is so much more poetic. So New Year's Eve. Many people will make resolutions in New Year's Eve, no? Have you been also? Have you celebrated in the past New Year's Eve? You would say, from next 1st of January, I will not eat chocolate. Never, never, never. It makes you fat and it kills your teeth. Or you will say, I will empty my videotape with all my secret movies, and I will just see Krishna movies, ITV, Mahabharata, anything, but not Maya movies. And you make many New Year's resolutions, die guten Vorsätze fürs neue Jahr, sagt man in Deutsch. But after 6 weeks, you will say, let's be natural. And everything is gone with the wind. I have a better idea than making ineffectual New Year's resolutions. My idea is sing more and pray more. Because as you sing the holy names of the Lord, Krishna becomes attentive to you. And as you then pray to Krishna, Krishna becomes more attentive to you. And he will protect you or send his powerful associates to protect you. Once Prabhupada said, there is an invisible bond of cooperation between the devatas and the devotees. Sometimes you may have seen during Ratha Yatra, it rained like cats and what are they called? Sea dogs? You know, Seehunde? What are they called? Which are in the sea? Seagulls. Seagulls? These are fish. Seals. So sometimes on Ratha Yatra it rains like cats and seals. Also wie Katzen und Robben. But then Krishna blows all the clouds away. The devatas blow all the clouds away. But Krishna sometimes also sends more rain. He has a good idea always how to make us more dependent. What I want to say is there is an invisible cooperation between those who serve Krishna and the invisible higher forces. And Gargarishi had said this, just like in the constant battles between the devatas and the asuras, the devatas are always protected by Lord Vishnu. In the same way, the devotees have the protection of the Lord, which is sometimes difficult to understand when you are in a situation, but which you always can understand afterwards. Okay, so I want to now chant with you, sing with you, pray with you. Oh, yeah. What is the tonality? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Rama,
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hai bo, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ibo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.